Our scripture readings today are from Daniel 10, 12 through 13, and 1 John 5, 14. Daniel, then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel. From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. 1 John, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Lord, I thank you for this day. I ask that you bless those who are listening by podcast. God, that you would meet them at their point of need, that this word would be a blessing to them and to each here in the sanctuary today. Speak through me, God. No I but you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for bearing with me when I pray, but it's important that we pray and we lift people up. We have that. We're in a place where we can do it. You know, we can be the prayers. So when someone needs our prayer, I'm going to take time. So it might take a little longer, but I thank you guys that you pray with me because I'm going to take the time to pray. They need our prayers. You know, I was, like I said, I was visiting and my heart just went out because they need our prayers. They need to know that we are concerned for them. Just as God is concerned for us, he is concerned for every little thing that we are concerned about. You know, I know sometimes we'll say, well, surely he could care less about that. That's not very much, but he is concerned for even that. And that's what I want to talk about today. It's kind of funny. It just kind of all fell into place. He's so good that it just all falls into place as I'm working in my mind thinking, now how can I present this and what can I do? He just lays it right out for me. So I thank God for that. Today, I want to talk from the topic because I was thinking, well, this should be a joyous day. It's Fat Tuesday or it's Mardi Gras. We're celebrating and it should be joyful. We should be joyful. And I thought, what gives me joy? What makes me just happy? And it's the fact that God hears me when I pray. When I pray, I can rest in confidence that he hears me when I pray. That makes me happy to know. You know, I think of, you know, just now we're always in our phones, and I know my sister and I, sometimes we'll both be on our phones and we'll say something and we didn't hear each other whatsoever. We did not hear, not at all. But God hears us. He's never too busy. He's never on his phone. I know my granddaughter will say, Grandma, listen to what I'm saying. You know, I'll be like, yeah, yeah. And I'm doing 10 things. That's me always juggling stuff. But God is never juggling stuff. He hears us when we pray. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Have you ever felt like, man, I have prayed about this thing and it just seems like God is not listening, but he hears us. He hears us from the very moment that we pray, for the very moment that we give that out. As a matter of fact, truly, he knows what we're going to pray before we even ask, is what the word says. So he hears us. So I want to encourage you today that as we're going through so many things, and there's a lot going on, even here, right here at Broadway Christian, many of you are going through things in your families, but he hears you. He hears you when you pray. And what came to me is I thought of Daniel, the story of Daniel. And what was so funny this morning, Cherish was just reading through the book of Daniel. I said, that's what Grandma's going to talk about today. So I'm like, it was like God confirming it. And he's so cool. He'll confirm it through, you know, through the children. He'll confirm what he wants me to talk about. So I was thinking about Daniel and, you know, when he prayed and it took a while for that answer to get there. And then when the angel came to tell him, he said, I heard you. God heard you the moment you prayed, but I had to fight through some things to get the answer to you. 21 days is what it says in there. I'm going to read the scripture, but I like to tell the story because I think about that. When it seems like it's taken a little while, sometimes it's because we are fighting against the enemy. Sometimes that he's trying to keep you from what God has for you. And the angels, they have to fight. That's what the word said. Michael, they had to call on Michael, not just any angel, but Michael, the big guns, they called in to get that answer to Daniel. And so I want to encourage you. The answer came. I want to just encourage you that what he says is, I heard you. I heard you when you first prayed, and there was just something I had to battle through to get the answer to you. So don't give up on God, because he hears us, even when it feels like he doesn't. That scripture is Daniel 10, 12 through 13. It says, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand." That's that when he sat down and prayed and then chastened himself. He fasted. He prayed and fasted before God. He said, the word was heard. I heard you when you first prayed and fast. He said, and I am come for thy word. Thy words. I'm sending the answer. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is the devil, withstood me 1 and 21 days. It took 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, which is his angel, the chief angel, not just any angel, but the big guns is how my mom would describe it, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. And he brought the answer. He got the answer, but it took a little while. So hang on in there. Sometimes we go through trials, we go through tribulations, but I just want to encourage you today. God hears you. He is not unaware. He never says, oops, that slipped past me. I didn't mean for that to happen. He's never surprised. He knows. There's a time and a season, truly, for everything. And so I want to just encourage you. I just have a few more scriptures. Almost fell. Y'all be praying for me. Step back from the step a little bit. But I want to just encourage you today to hang in there and don't give up on God, because he hears you when you pray. And that to me is just joyful. That's joyful to me to know that, you know, I can depend on him when I can't depend on anyone else. And when, you know, the trials that I went through with the loss of my mom, because I can always depend on my mom. But thank God she taught me, when you can't depend on me, you can depend on God. You can trust him. He hears you when you pray. And that's what our next scripture from Psalms 34, 17 through 18 says. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And that's just saying he's near to you when you're in trouble, and it may feel like he's not here. It may feel like he's not answering. He said he's near to the brokenhearted. He understands your troubles that you're going through. He understands your trials, and he hears you, and he's answering. He's going to answer that prayer. So I'm just going to keep saying it because I keep hearing it. Don't give up on God. Even when it looks like there is no answer. Even when it looks like he doesn't hear you, like he's walked away. Have you ever said that? Where are you, God? I know I'm not the only one. Where are you, God? Don't you see me? Well, his word says he hears you. He heard you when you first prayed that prayer. He heard you, and he's bringing it out. His season and his timing is different than our timing. His ways are different than our ways, but he's still concerned with us. He's concerned with everything that concerns you. Everything that concerns you. The smallest thing. Have you ever had, you know, just have a thought and he answers it, and you haven't even had a prayer yet, because he knows what you're going to pray before you even pray it, is what the word says. So sometimes you have a thought and he answers it, you know, and then other times you have to wait, you know, it happens. he has a plan for our life, and his season and his time is different than ours. He understands. The old saints used to sing, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Have you ever felt like that? It's like, where is he? I'm not going to make it. My mom used to say, she would tell him, God, I'm drowning. She said, she would be so dramatic. I'm drowning, Lord. Where are you? You know, and he would come right on time. And she said, I'm so silly. No way am I drowning. God's got me. But that's what it felt like. And have you ever felt overwhelmed with life's issues? Just overwhelmed with them. But no, call out to him, because he said, I heard you, and he's working on it. And it may not come when you think it should. It may not happen right away. It may, sometimes it's even, you know, it's a long process, but he's in it And he is so concerned for you. He's working it out for you. He's working those situations out. So hang in there. Stay in his presence. That's why I encourage us to be collective this Lent and just getting in his presence every day. Every day, whatever, however long it takes, but make sure every day you talk to him. If it's nothing but thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Literally, when you open your eyes, thank you. Another day that I can be what you called me to be. I can reach those people that you called me to reach. Being in his presence. That's how we when we're waiting for him to come. Because he's heard us. He hears us from the moment we say that prayer. He hears us. That's what his word says. So I have another scripture to prove it. John, 1 John 5 and 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And that's our goal, to be in his will. He hears us. If we ask anything, he will be there. He's already there, truly. He's already there. He hears, he knows every situation you're going through. He hears your prayers. And so today, I want you to leave out of here in joy, knowing God hears you, knowing he's got the answer, and he will supply your need, your every need. He will take care of you. I love that song. I didn't put it this week because I have it on next week twice because I love that song. God will take care of you. I just thinking about that. I have to just sing it to myself when it feels like I'm overwhelmed. He will take care of me. Why, he heard me. He heard my prayer. And I was thinking where it says, almost before you even ask. I kept hearing that all week. Before you ask, he knows. But I was thinking of a story since I didn't share any this morning. I'll tell a really quick one. When I was younger, probably 20. When I was a long time ago, but when I was probably maybe 20, I was driving to work, and I was a student, and I was working, and I just didn't have a lot of money. I just didn't, and so I was driving to work, and I said, God, you know what I need. I said, you know what I need. I have this that I have to take care of. I can't do it without money, and I don't have any. I need you to help me. I need you to touch my situation. I was driving to work. I get to work, and my boss has 3 checks laying on my desk. So God, he knew before I even prayed that prayer that morning. By the time I got to work, it was just what I needed to supply the need that I had. But that was God. He touched the heart of my boss to go above me, you know, and got me bonuses for the work I was doing. And so, but God knew before I even prayed. It's just a simple example, but before I prayed it on that ride, my boss, God had already touched his heart to get me exactly what I needed. Doesn't that make you joyful? Just to know, that makes me joyful even when I think back on it. And I hadn't thought about it in years until this morning. And I was like, well, that is joy. He met my need before I even prayed it. He had already had the answer because, you know, it was a Monday morning. I don't know when he put the checks on my desk, but when I walked in, they were right there because God was going before me. He was concerned for me and that need that I had. And before I even prayed the prayer, he already had the answer. And so I want to just encourage you today. As the world is chaos and, you know, it just feels like there's chaos on every hand. And it kind of feels like just one thing after another keeps happening. My sister and I were driving yesterday going to visit. And she kept saying, it seems like it's one thing after another. I said, but you know what? He hears each one of those things. He hears us when we pray. I said, we just have to keep praying. We have to keep seeking his face and watch as he supplies what we need, that he meets us at our very point of need. So my last scripture that I want to leave with you today is from Isaiah 65 and 24. And it says, and it shall come to pass that before thy call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. He knows what we need before we even ask him. He knows it already. So you just lay your request out before the Lord and watch him bring it to pass for you. Watch him meet the need that you have. Watch him be your God. Watch him Watch him do it. He knows what you need before you even ask. He knows all about us. He's concerned with every single thing that concerns you. Whatever you're worried about right now, whatever's on your mind, know that he knows it too. And he is concerned with that. And he's working it all together for your good. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this time of worship this morning. We thank you, God, that you hear us when we pray. We thank you, God, that you know all about us. You know everything that concerns us. And so, God, we all collectively, we lay it at your feet, God, and we trust you that you are working it all together for our good. And we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory, because there's no one like you. No one. No one like you, God. You deserve all of our worship. You deserve all of our praise, all of our honor, God. You're such a wonderful and amazing God. And so, God, we thank you again for each person here. I feel a special prayer, God, for each person here. Meet them today at their very point of need. Whatever it is, God, that is weighing heavy on their heart, whatever it is, God, that has them concerned, Lord, meet them today. If it's healing, heal. God, if it's deliverance, deliver, set free, make a way, God, where there seems to be no way, open a door for them, God, that needs to be opened, and close doors that need to be closed. They can't get out of relationships, out of issues, God, you close those doors for them. And we thank you for it today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we pray once again for everyone on our prayer list, God. Each one, you know them, person by person, face by face, meet them. Each one at their very point of need. And we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. You're such a wonderful God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.